Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back. Another mini episode, another player profile and projection, the penultimate episode. That means second to last, Jake. It's a big fancy word.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, big fancy word. This episode, we're doing Tyler Austin. I think everyone that has been listening knows that Jake is more fond of Tyler Austin than the average fan, and definitely more fond of Tyler Austin than the Yankees brash. I think because the con... Well, we'll get into it.
Did you say brash?
I did.
You're still thinking about Jabari and rashes and brasses. Let's talk Tyler Austin. So here's my spiel that I've been giving anyone that'll listen about Tyler Austin.
Give us his stats from last year, you chump.
Give us his stats. What do you want, his major league stats?
Mm-hmm.
In 20 games in Major League Baseball last year, he hit 225. Two homers, 283 OBP. He had that nice homer off Chris Sale. That's like Tyler Austin's highlight reel last year, right?
It's his first major league at bat. He hit a home run, and then Chris Sale, he hit a home run, and then he hit a double to the center field of Fenway.
And he was 25 last year. In 2013, he was rated the number 75 prospect in baseball. He's had a bit of an injury history. I mean, cumulative last year, he played 52 games in the minors, where he raked pretty good, double A and triple A. 286, 357, 10 homers, 920 OPS. I really just like the way this guy swings, from the right side of the plate. I think injuries have been his biggest hindrance. I think he is a major league player outside of the injuries. His career minor leagues, he's 287, 366 OBP, 71 homers and 602 games. I mean, the guy's got pop. How about 20 career minor league triples, Jimmy? I bet that's something you like.
20 career?
20 minor league triples.
That's fun. I do.
Not a speedy guy.
No. I'm waiting for you to get past the stats and we can talk about Tyler Austin, the person.
You've got some fun facts lined up that I'm horrified to drop. I'm going to give my elevator speech I've been giving everyone. If the Yankees were fully functioning at their maximum capabilities, Tyler Austin would be their best case backup first baseman.
Okay, I got some stats for you.
Give me some stats, babe.
Versus lefties, his line drives were all to right center. His fly balls stayed up the middle. And 8 out of 10 balls put in play were line drives, fly balls, or home runs. Versus lefties, he hits very well. Versus righties, grounders exclusively to shortstop. This is last year. Line drives were to center and left, and fly balls were to center and right, and absolutely zero power. Got these stats from Rob Rosine. Rob from Arkansas dug this up for me and put it into words that are nice and easy to say.
He's a monster against major league left-handed pitching.
Yes, he is. Okay, now, did you know he had testicular cancer?
I did not know that.
I didn't either, which is crazy. He had a tumor, and they got it removed, Tom Green style.
Does that make you like Tyler Austin more?
You have to.
You have to, right? Sounds like weird slash rude, but yeah.
Guy had the worst thing you could possibly have happen to you in the worst possible spot. Like, hey, you want cancer? No. You want cancer on your balls? Absolutely not. Well, here. Now
totally
not. And then you have it, and then they have to go attack your junk with a knife. Wouldn't wish that upon anyone.
We don't wish that upon anyone.
I'd rather have testicular cancer than pancreatic cancer.
And, that's probably a conversation for another time.
All right. Cool. But he just got married. His mom's active on Twitter. In high school, he played third, catcher, and pitcher. And as a professional, he plays right field and center field, or right field and first base.
Does he not look like a pro of pro against left-handed pitching?
The only reason you think that is because he has a dip in his mouth so big he can't close his lips.
He reminds me of Tex a little bit. But the swings are just locked in. And again, sample size, you could do this all day. But 44 plate appearances against left-handed major league pitching, 361, 432 with four homers, a 1.154 OPS.
Good, but
I mean, those are big.
Small sample size versus only half like a couple pitchers. Like, what's the sample size of him versus lefty pitchers last year? Three games?
I mean, it's 20 career games against left-handed pitchers.
But that means, like, could be one at bat.
Sure. Did you know his first name's not Tyler?
Yes, because they put that up on the graphic on MLB Network. They put that up, and I was like, what is this about? His name's Tyler. They got it wrong, and then I wanted to see if I was right, so I Googled it. And no, his name's Christopher Tyler Austin. What's that about? Why? How come he doesn't go by Christopher? It could be a Southern thing. He's from Georgia, and Kings of Leon are from the South, and all the Kings of Leon brothers go by their middle name, not their first name.
If he went by CT? CT Austin?
Maybe that's what he goes by. I know all, like, the guys in the clubhouse call Judge AJ.
Dude, I'm leaking. I've been taking on the Ellsbury hate for a while. I think I'm almost all in on Tyler Austin. Maybe mostly because of that fat gonger he packs in his mouth, but
Jake likes Tyler Austin. Jake likes Ellsbury. Jake likes Torres.
Bring it. I like them in their roles.
Yeah. Okay, that's all for the Tyler Austin thing. I don't know even if we said much, but it's a confusing situation, and we'll see how it plays out. Anything? Yeah. Anything at the end to add?
What do you have? Anything? I think my full thoughts are out there.
I'm stumped. I don't know what my full thoughts are. I can't say anything because I don't agree with anything I say.
Wow, it's heavy.
Yeah, it's bad when you can't trust your own brain.
If we both had to place a $20 bet, we're still on Adam Lind.
Yeah.
Breaking camp with the Yankees.
Yes.
I'll put mine on Austin, but I'm a bad bettor. So. Well,
all right. Thanks for listening, guys. See you tomorrow with another and final PPP.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.